going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, when I saw this article, I laughed. I laughed from a good, healthy place, from the depths of my cold, dark heart. Now, before I even start this article, gentlemen, when you read it, I'm pretty sure you're going to come to the same conclusion that I did. Simply put, I just don't care. Why? Because we live in a world that constantly tells men how bad we are, how wrong we are, how everything we do besides utterly and totally kiss women's ass is some sort of oppression. Oh, you're a misogynist because you don't agree with my bullshit. However, that was during good times when the economy was good. Women had their noses up in the air and threw men their ass to kiss. However, things have fallen off a cliff. And gentlemen, trust and believe, when you read this article, maybe you're going to do like I did and get some sort of sick pleasure. Because believe you me, whenever I read articles like this, yes, I do get some sick pleasure from it. Gotta love how the tables turn. Now let's get to the article that was published on the 16th of June. Quote, unquote, oh, we're so tired, we're so burned out, we're so exhausted and overworked. Oh, Sebastian, fetch my fainting couch. Oh. Women plead with Congress to act on paid leave and rising child care costs during emotional hearing on Capitol Hill. Gentlemen, this right here is the perfect example of a phrase that I used to use in the past. Women talk about destroying the patriarchy, right? However, it's the same patriarchy that they run to when things get bad. Talk about irony. The economy is failing American women. And why should we care? That's the message multiple speakers conveyed, sometimes through tears, to the House Ways and Means Committee during a hearing Wednesday, decreeing what they described as the country's lack of paid leave, its broken care economy, and rising costs. Wow, paid leave. So basically, what these women want to do is they want to get a job, get quote unquote mysteriously pregnant, leave said job, and continue getting paid as if they're working at said job. Boy, I tell you, these modern women truly ain't shit. In his opening statement, Chairman Richard Neal, a Democrat from Massachusetts, said that although the Charlie 19 pandemic did not create the circumstances that forced many women to juggle their careers, care for loved ones, and financial instability, it certainly made all of those things worse. Gee, ya think. Gentlemen, as we constantly say, feminism can only exist in a first world civil society and a good economy. Quote unquote, we're so burned out, exhausted, overworked, and overtired. Terry Schneider, a single mother to a 4-year-old boy and small business owner in Pittsburgh as well as a member of the advocacy group Moms Rising, told the legislatures. Okay. All right. I have zero sympathy for single mothers. I don't. Now, here is the perfect phrase whenever you talk about single mothers. You ready, gentlemen? Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Yes, single motherhood is a self-inflicted form of suffering when it comes to women. Now, let's be clear about something. Single mothers become single mothers. Why? Because they want to be the quote unquote hero of the story. Or should I say the child's story? Hey, if the child of a single mother becomes successful, what does she do? She basks in the glory of it. If you need any example, look at any black athlete that comes from a single mother. However, if the child grows up and becomes a criminal, what does she do? She blames the very father that she ran off from, or she drove away from, or she got pregnant and didn't tell him. Yeah. This is why I have no sympathy for single mothers, because it's all out of selfishness. Why didn't you marry the guy that you had kids with? Well, because I want to be the one to raise the child, blah, 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 blah. And then you have a society that constantly tells these women, oh, you're a hero, you're a warrior queen, blah, 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 blah. Where's the guy? Oh, the guy ain't shit. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's why I have zero sympathy for single mothers, period. However, these women are saying, oh, we're struggling even more now because it's so expensive to feed our children. Boo fucking who? I hope you will invest in the care and the care infrastructure working families need, with paid leave for all, affordable childcare, home and community-based services, and coverages that address all of our healthcare needs. Yeah. Big Daddy government, please help us. Once again, women who talk about smashing the patriarchy are now going to said patriarchy. Why? Because the economy is in free fall. While women's participation in the labor force is increasing after dropping off earlier in the pandemic, there are still 656,000 fewer working women in May 22 compared to February 2020, just before Charlie 19 hit the U.S., according to the National Women's Law Center. Yes, ladies, guess what? You wanted this. Now you got it. Oh, hell is hot, ain't it? Nisha Phelps of Milford, Connecticut, said that while her family desired comprehensive paid leave back in 2014, when she and her husband had to quit their jobs to care for their mother-in-law, the need has only increased since then. Blah, 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 blah. Don't really care. Legislatures are divided on how to solve the problem, though. Democrats continue to push for the universal paid family and medical leave proposal promoted in President House Plant's Build Back Better agenda, while Republicans rallied against Bidenflation and said Democrats weren't open to negotiating with them. They instead voiced their support for a bill that would give incentives to employers who offered such benefits to their workers. Under President Houseplant, working women haven't had it this bad in decades. Republican Kevin Brady, the ranking member on the House Ways and Means Committee, said, and along with a looming recession, real wages shrinking, and even higher gas prices, it looks to be getting worse. Well, well, well. What more can be said that has already not been said? These modern women are really up shit's creek. Period. This is what they wanted. This is what they got. However, they didn't look further down the line. And that is the biggest glaring weakness when it comes to women. It's all about what's happening right now. And we have a society that constantly gives them small, quote unquote, in the moment victories. However, as men, we play the long game. And guess what? A lot of men are saying, yep, I saw this coming. I'm preparing. However, women, oh, we want a hot girl summer it up. Yeah. But those same people that pander to women are nowhere to be found now that the economy is going to shit. And guess what, ladies? Yeah, those men, those icky men that you don't like so much. Yeah. Once again, back alley deals are being made with the everyday average man. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the entire article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the economic power for a lot of you is really about to go out. And that feminism that you rallied behind will go out right along with it. Because believe you me, the way that men have been treated in this society, yeah, a lot of men have developed extreme cold hearts. So yeah, I don't know what you got to do, but guess what? More and more men have decided that they're not going to save the modern woman when it all comes crashing down. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.